Hello. Hi, how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Awesome, I'm doing great, thank you for asking. My name is Antonio and I'm calling from Research Associates. Now, we are conducting an opinion survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you registered to vote in Orleans Parish?
Yes.
Great. Now, are you interested or not all interested in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Yes.
Are you very interested, somewhat, a little interested, or not all
very interested?
Very, okay. Now, do you define your racial classification as African-American, Black, White, Hispanic, Asian?
White.
Okay. Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, would you please tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings?
What are the options?
Very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
Somewhat.
Okay. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
It's very important.
When you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all, a little confidence, some confidence, or a lot of confidence?
In public school education?
Yes.
They express some confidence.
Okay. If the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
I would definitely vote for it.
Let me read to you two statements. Please tell me which one best reflects your views. The first one, maintaining and preserving the school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. The second one says, because of the rise in the cost of home owner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. Which one would you say best reflects your views?
Read me the first one again.
Maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority.
Yeah, that's mine.
Okay. Now, I do thank you, man. We're almost done, okay? I'm going to try to finish it up real quick. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for many different reasons. For each of the following, could you please tell me if you would be not at all influenced a little, somewhat influenced, or strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools, where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. Learning.
I would be very much in favor of that. Now, I very much support that.
Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Would that influence you strongly?
Yes.
Somewhat? Okay. What about learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years till 2045? Would that influence you strongly? Somewhat?
Strongly.
A little? Strongly. Okay. Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from the millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Would you be strongly influenced? Somewhat? A little?
Strongly.
Not all. Strongly, okay. Now, learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing village, would that influence you strongly, somewhat, a little, or not all?
What is it again?
Learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing village, for the existing village.
That would affect me strongly.
Okay. What about learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent? Would that influence you strongly?
Strongly.
Somewhat? Okay. What about learning?
How many more?
We only have a few more. We're almost done. I'm going to try to hurry it up, okay? I'm very sorry. I truly thank you for your kindness, okay? After we're done with this, all I need to ask you some statistical questions, okay? Now, learning.
Oh, my God. How many questions?
2 more minutes. That's it.
Okay.
Okay, learning that this is a millage renewal and it will not increase your property taxes. Would that be strongly influenced? Somewhat? A little, not all.
Strongly.
Learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city.
Strongly,
okay. Now, we have talked about the millage. If the New Orleans public schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote against it or for it?
Definitely for it.
Great. Now, as we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in a New Orleans public school? A teacher?
Yes.
Okay, great.
A parent.
A parent. Okay. Now, stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60. 61 and above.
I'm 53. So, okay. 51 and above, whatever.
Could you please let me know what was the last grade that you completed? Was that some high school? High school
university.
Grad? Okay.
College
so
grad.
College grad, okay. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. We are complete
okay.
with this survey. Thank you, ma'am. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Have a good night. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.